I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's hump day. Hump day.
And it's time for Celebrity Trashes, brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. You can find, that's a weekly podcast. It comes out every Monday.
How's that going?
It's going great. It's going good. Johnny's... You know, he's just getting more and more comfortable, which is, I think, what needed to happen.
Yeah.
You know? He used to be just, like, yelling all the time.
I don't know what that's like.
Johnny, take it down a peg. So, it's going great, and we've got our theme song now, which is very exciting, and it's at RadioAlice.com and wherever else you get your podcasts from. So that's your sponsor for Celebrity Trash. America's Richest Self-Made Women is the title of this story.
Okay, I thought you said musicians.
I have the wealthiest female musician.
Oh.
And she's at number 37, so she's not a billionaire.
Wow, I would have guessed it's Beyonce.
Beyonce has about half of what this particular woman has. Beyonce comes in at number 51, and she's tied with Barbra Streisand. They both have about $400 million.
You're telling me there's a musician, a female musician with way more than Beyonce?
Actually, there are 1, 2, 3 higher than Beyonce, which I also would have guessed Beyonce immediately. I guess if you combine her net worth with her husband's, then, you know, yes,
sure,
she wins.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. We just found out he's a billionaire.
I actually know the number one, I think, but is Celine Dion?
Celine Dion's
up there?
On there. She has $450 million, and she is at number 46.
Oh.
Where does Madonna come in?
Yeah. Number 39. She has $570 million. She is not the richest musician. Bitch, I'm Madonna. So who, what possible musician? I will give you a hint. This person's wealth is not all about her music.
Right.
She has...
Is it Rihanna?
It is Rihanna. Rihanna is the 37th wealthiest woman. These are self-made women.
Mm-hmm.
And she is worth about $600 million. She's the richest female musician, and her fortune is almost twice as much as Beyonce's, which is the name I would have picked.
She's making her... fortune in retail.
She's making her fortune in retail. They say that the Fenty Beauty that she does, the line of makeup, that is a minimum $3 billion company.
Wow.
And she owns about 15% of it. Let's see. Her real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty. She's best known for her music, but according to Forbes, the majority of her income comes from her partnership with LVMH. That's a French luxury goods company that owns like Christian Dior, Givenchy, Louis Vuitton, or Givenchy, however you say that. Last month, she launched her fashion label Fenty at a pop-up boutique in Paris, becoming the first black woman to create an original brand with LVMH. And it joins her lingerie label Savage by Fenty, which she launched last year, and her cosmetics brand, Fenty Beauty, which was set up in 2017. The cosmetics firm generated an estimated $570 million in revenue in its first 15 months. They say that the operation's worth conservatively over $3 billion. Oh, LVMH owns about half of that, and they say she's probably got about 15% of that, though that couldn't be confirmed by Forbes. But anyway, they say that's where all her money comes from.
Well, I mean, that lingerie is for women of all sizes.
Yeah, they actually credit her with being a very inclusive. Like, all her lines are super inclusive. All shades
of
color,
line,
all
exactly.
Shapes and sizes. And that's what people love about it.
Mm-hmm.
So other women, you know, there's plenty of self-made women. Unfortunately, we don't know most of their names, or, you know, we don't know what they've done. So I just have the celebrities. The highest one.
She does a lot of modeling for her own lingerie line.
Lingerie?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Well, why pay someone to do it
yeah.
when you look like that?
Oh, boy. Her whole butt's hanging out of that.
Or people go, I want to look like...
Like Rihanna.
And she's the name. I mean, that's the...
Yep. Fenty.
That's why her name sells this stuff.
Forbes took some heat last year for anointing Kylie Jenner a self-made billionaire. They're not backing down on that, so she's on this list. She's at number 23.
Kylie Jenner is?
Kylie.
Okay.
I walked
into the mall yesterday, and the giant face I'm looking at is the other Jenner girl.
Kendall.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, she's
the
a big
size
model.
Of a wall. Mm. Like that. The yeah. pink thing behind you.
They just put your face up real big.
Oh.
You can look like this. Come on over to our counter.
I think she was selling...
I look like a clown! No, you look just like Kendall Jenner.
No, she was selling Tiffany.
Oh, nice. Kylie Jenner, though, they say, look, you know, yes, she's had advantages. Every person on this list had help. But she didn't inherit that money, and she's made $1 billion. So Kylie Jenner. She is worth about $1 billion. Can you guess who the highest self-made?
Oprah.
It's Oprah. 10. She's 10th place. And she's worth about $2.6 billion.
And then you've got the Walmart lady, right?
It's going to be, I don't know who's on it.
Is this only entertainment or
no,
is this?
No, this is self-made.
Okay.
Richest self-made women. So I don't know if they would count.
Is on there?
Oh,
Melissa.
Marissa. Marissa Mayer. I don't know if I'm on there or not because I don't only have the celebrities. So Oprah's number 10, Kylie Jenner's number 23, Rihanna's number 37, Madonna's number 39, Celine Dion at 46. Judge Judy, she's number 47, $440 million.
Wow.
Beyonce and Barbara Babs are tied with $400 million for 51. Author, oh, thanks. Author Nora Roberts.
Really?
Is at 53. She's worth $390 million. Danielle wow. Steele, the author, is worth $375 million.
Well, what about the Harry Potter lady?
She's not on here.
Is this U.S. only?
Maybe. I don't see anybody. I don't know. Maybe they didn't list her because they don't consider her a celebrity. You can look if you want. There's 80 people on this Forbes list. I like Forbes. I like lists. Taylor Swift is number 60 on this list with 360 million. Kim Kardashian is just above her at 57 with 370 million. Ellen DeGeneres, 330 million. Mm. Reese Witherspoon, 240 million. She does a lot of producing. And Serena Williams is at the end of the list here, 225 million. And she's on the cover of the Forbes.
This is for issue. America's richest self-made women.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see.
Who's
names.
Number one?
Number one is a woman by the name of Diane Hendricks, and she has a net worth of $7 billion. The source, it says here, is roofing, and she's located out of Wisconsin.
Roofing?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Meg Whitman is number two, $3.8 billion. They're listing her source as eBay. Mm. A Little Caesars woman is number three, health IT woman. Let's see if there's anything else. Some other IT.
Is Meg still at HP, do we know?
I don't know.
She ran for office and didn't
I thought,
win.
Yeah, I thought
but...
she's been gone.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, maybe she's busy
did she
spending
have kids?
Her.
Or is that, that was maybe Marissa Mayer.
Marissa Mayer.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I bet Marissa's so happy to be free of Yahoo. Like, ugh.
All right.
The struggle that lady was living trying to revive that thing.
How are you going to make this work? We can't do it.
Sheryl Sandberg is another name we know.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's number 12.
Facebook, right?
Exactly. Kathy Fields. Oh, I was thinking she was a Miss Fields woman, but she does the skincare. Oh. Rodan and Fields.
Oh.
The Proactives and
oh.
like even the products that I use are from her.
I see.
Her partner is also listed as the next one.
You know Diane Hendricks, the roofing person?
Yeah.
She's also a co-founder and chairperson of ABC Supply, supposedly. I don't know what that is.
ABC Supply?
I bet she's roofing stuff.
Yeah.
No, but, well, maybe. But it also says she's a filmmaker.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I guess anytime you get into the billions, you're like, you know what I should do? Buy Hooman's film. I'm a filmmaker. Jeff Bezos, I was reading earlier this week. I'm totally into the Mars thing. I love him for that. He's doing a whole Mars conference in Las Vegas. But this is a real estate story. He's landed an $80 million deal on three New York City condos. He is the CEO of Amazon, and I guess there's some Manhattan building And he's got the penthouse and the two apartments below it. They say it's in an old building. It's a 1912 neo-Gothic that overlooks Madison Square Park. The penthouse is 10,000 square feet throughout three floors with an additional 5,700 square feet of outdoor terraces. So it's frigging enormous. Wow. Five bedrooms, five bathrooms, three powder rooms. The two other apartments were bought together last month for a combined $28 million. And people are saying, I guess those are the ones right under. So it's three-floor penthouse and then however many floors these two other ones that he bought encompass. And then he's just going to join them all together, which will be fantastic for him.
So he won't be moving in for 10 years.
Yeah, right. Exactly. They're going to let the remodeling begin.
Well, he has to hire a crew to go to the city first and wait outside mm-hmm. for permits, which mm-hmm.
takes a while.
It's fun.
Everybody wants their little piece of that.
Right, Bryn?
It is still not the highest price for a piece of real estate sold in Manhattan this year. In January, I think I might have reported this, or I at least read it. Maybe you handed it to me. Hedge fund billionaire Ken Griffin closed on a property that sold for $238 million. Mm. It's at 220 Central Park South. It's a 24,000-square-foot apartment over, obviously, several floors of a tower. And it became the most expensive home ever sold, like a single-family home ever sold in the U.S. It's not known how much Bezos ultimately paid for that penthouse that he just got. It was originally listed for $73.8 million, but it had been reduced over a couple of years to $58 million. And so Jeff Bezos is going to have a top-of-the-world apartment spanning, I don't know, five floors somewhere in Manhattan.
That'd be so rad.
Oh, my God, I know, right?
I forget how much I love New York because I don't go enough. But just the last time I was there walking around the city, just loved it.
It's just alive.
I'm going to get a slice. You just had a slice. I know.
Yeah, but we've walked over two blocks. Let me get another slice.
Ah!
Lisa Marie Presley's in the news. She's come up a couple times.
She came up yesterday.
I think because of Nick Cage and his past marriages and stuff.
And all the money. Where'd the money go?
Right. That was it.
Lisa Marie's addiction has been a big part of her divorce battle, and she has not said much about it publicly. However, she just wrote a foreword for a book called The United States of Opioids, A Prescription for Liberating a Nation in Pain. It's a book by Harry Nelson, and she wrote the foreword for it and talked about how she's addicted. Here's a little bit of it. You may read this and wonder how, after losing people close to me, I also fell prey to opioids. Her father had an opioid addiction.
Famous addiction to drugs.
Her ex-husband, Michael Jackson, died of an overdose. She said, I was recovering after the 08 birth of my daughters, Vivian and Finley, when a doctor prescribed me opioids for pain. It only took a short-term prescription of opioids in the hospital for me to feel the need to keep taking them due to their dangerous addictiveness. And there are pictures of her. She just looks haggard.
Yeah,
like her kids are maybe, I don't know, they're 7-year-old twins in this picture, and I think that's Riley Keough. Isn't that her older daughter?
Yes,
she has a oh my God, look at her.
I know, she looks like a witch.
She looks, yeah, you know what, she looks like she's made up for a movie mm-hmm. where she plays
a dead person,
uh-huh, a zombie.
It's terrible.
And there she is holding her kids' hands, her little daughters. Awful.
So she's opened up.
Her older daughter looks great, right?
Sure, Riley.
You'd almost think that was her.
I think I want to say her daughter does some modeling, and right. Is she also a musician?
Possibly, but and even a little acting, I think she's done.
Anyway, look, it can happen to anybody, and it's happened to tons of people. It is a freaking epidemic. So anyway, there's a book that she wrote a foreword for. The name of the book, I'll show you the cover. It's kind of cool. It's all these pills.
So she's clean now.
I don't know, Ben, but she's certainly battling it. The United States of Opioids, A Prescription for Liberating a Nation in Pain. So there you go. Nickelodeon is doing a show, another SpongeBob SquarePants. It's a prequel called Camp Coral. And it's going to be a CG one, not just because right now it's sort of a traditional mm-hmm. cartoon. It'll be about a young SpongeBob at sleepaway camp. This won't be the first time he gets a 3D treatment. The movie Sponge Out of Water was also CG animated. I don't have a premiere on this new series, but you'll be seeing it on Nickelodeon. They're also reportedly developing other spinoffs. Sandy the Squirrel, I think her name's Sandy Cheeks, and Plankton. Grand. Plankton's a bad guy.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So if you can't get enough SpongeBob, oh man, the thing I love about SpongeBob is I love the music. Just like such funny songs. It was like the one thing that my kids would watch that I would be like, I'm going to sit down and watch this too.
Yeah.
I love this. Best day ever. If you love John Mayer.
I do.
And you want to meet him. And take home his guitar.
I'll take that.
There's a thing. This sounds like that. Was it? Oh, is it Omez? Where it's like $10 for a donation that goes to charity.
Oh,
and then,
yeah. A lot of surfers do these trip giveaways where they.
Right.
It's a thing where you pay $10. You've entered into a raffle. All the proceeds go to some cause.
Some named charity.
And then you win a trip to go with that person on a surf trip or whatever.
I think Tom Brady's done some of these.
Yeah,
I
want to say
Schwarzenegger, George Clooney.
And Matt Damon. He did a thing to benefit his water charity.
Matt Damon.
There's another one. This sounds very similar to it. It's called Prizeo.
All right.
It's a sweepstakes for good platform. I guess that's what they're calling it. It's running a campaign for one lucky fan and a guest to meet John Mayer, take home his guitar. It's a $10 donation to the singer's Heart and Armor Foundation for Veterans Health.
Do I get a one-night stand with him?
You need to negotiate that with him, and that's not part of the prize. But if he likes you, maybe. The winner gets two VIP tickets to John Mayer's show at the Forum in Los Angeles on September 14th. Airfare and hotel accommodations are included. And then you also get a meet and greet with the singer, take home his personal Paul Reed Smith Silver Sky guitar.
Prizeo also has Tiger Woods challenge going on right now. Steve Carell.
The $10 donation gets you entered into the contest 100 times. And then I guess, you know, for every 10 cents more, it's another entry. So if you love John Mayer, go to Prizeo. That's not an ad for Prizeo. I've never done them. I've done some stuff on Omaze, like entered some contests.
I like it. I liked it.
I entered for John to win some Tom Brady stuff. And it was so funny because
Did you guys win?
No, we didn't win. Oh. But I figured, you know, what the hell? I'll give $10 to his charity. And then, you know, wouldn't that, he'd be so stoked.
Right.
And then, like, later that day, he's like, oh, hey, I entered a Tom Brady contest.
Oh.
All right. Well, maybe you'll win either way. There is a Voodoo Fest that if you've ever wanted to go to New Orleans, this might be the time.
Oh, they're actually calling it Voodoo
Fest?
They're
calling it the Voodoo Fest.
Boy, that is
2019 Voodoo Music and Arts Experience, October 25th through the 27th in New Orleans. And the headliners are, and I guess it's three nights. Guns N' Roses is going to headline one of the nights. Post Malone's going to headline another. And Beck is going to headline another. That sounds like an event I want to go to.
I wish you would go see. I know that you're not a huge Guns N' Roses fan, but I think you'd be really surprised how good they are live at this age.
I would go see them. I hate concerts so much.
You'd be really surprised.
I saw them. I want to say they opened for Aerosmith.
Oh, early.
Yeah, like maybe 86 or 87.
That's when they were.
And they were.
They were making their
they
name
were
that.
Crazy great.
Yeah.
Jurassic World is also getting an animated series set up at Netflix. DreamWorks Animation is going to do a new series set in the Jurassic World universe. It's called Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous. And it'll be set within the timeline of the 2015 feature film, which is, I think, the first time Chris Pratt was in one, or maybe the second time.
I fell off that series.
It'll follow a group of six teens as they experience life at a new adventure camp on the opposite side of Isla Nublar. Is it just called Isla? Isla Nublar? It's spelled like your daughter's name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen La Isla Bonita.
Right.
whatever. Isla Nublar. But then the dinosaurs wreak havoc across the island, and there they are at this camp. They're screwed. And it's going to be an animated series, and it'll be coming to Netflix.
Uh-oh.
If you are interested in seeing Sam Jackson as Shaft, there's a Red Band trailer out today. which means we can't play it for you, and we can't post it at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because it's got swears in it, etc. I'm sure. But the Shaft reboot, they're not calling it a reboot. They're calling it a revival. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see Sam Jackson, and I just wanted to let you know that that trailer is out today. There's also a trailer out today for a Michael Hutchence documentary. They're calling it inspiring and heartbreaking. If you are not familiar with Michael Hutchence, it's because you're under 25, I guess. He died 22 years ago, which would have been right around the time we started this show. And we talked about that incessantly. In Excess is the name of the band, the Australian band. A million hits.
Yeah,
beautiful. He was beautiful.
And he died by himself, right? Autoerotic.
Autoerotic asphyxiation. probably in a hotel room. I don't even remember. I think that was the first time I'd heard of that as a death, and then it seemed like several people.
A couple, Carradine.
Yep. Oh, that was terrible. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there is a documentary, and it's made. It's actually at the Sydney Film Festival right now, but keep your eyes peeled for that, and you can check out the trailer if you want to. But Michael Hutchence, let me see if I can find the name of it.
That's actually at RadioAlice.com as well as the Alice Facebook page.
Great. It's called Mystify, Michael Hutchence. So there you go. If you were a big NXS fan, you want to know about that. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Shower products for your nerd. And more after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show live every single day. You just go to radioalice.com/watch. Takes you right to the Looking Glass. Vaughn's in there working so hard, putting together a badass show for you. Yeah. It's live while we're on. He loops it throughout the day, and on the weekends, it's like a best of. He loops all the good stuff together. So go to radioalice.com/watch.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Credit Union. Membership's open to everyone. Oh. Mention Alice Radio and membership is free.
Free! I love free. Woo!
Free is good.
Free is good. It's like, I don't even want that thing, but it's free?
Right after free
that.
Food is free membership to the credit union.
Right, that's a good one. Followed closely by, the free t-shirt.
Sure.
Yep. Free hugs. Those are good.
Right.
What else can you get for free?
Can you actually charge for hugs?
Well, certain people could.
Oh, I guess so.
Hugging booth, maybe for charity.
Sure. Yeah, you can't do a kissing booth anymore.
Right.
We know about communicable diseases now.
Right. Well, anyway, mention Alice Radio and you can be in the San Francisco Credit Union for free.
For free.
The membership's free Alice Radio.
You're getting into a credit union. That's nice.
Hey, I should mention this text real quick before I get started because this person is... Well, they full named me, so I think I need to.
Vincent, is it your mom?
No. Vincent, please stop knocking Yahoo. I'm a recruiter there, and it's an amazing company that walks the walk when it comes to their values, especially diversity and inclusion. Oh. So thankful for the opportunity to work here and feel supported every day. And there's a comfort knowing leadership knows how to navigate through all sorts of challenges. LOL.
Well, there you go. Yahoo.
You know.
Oh my God, I love Yahoo so much. It's amazing. I still have Yahoo email addresses.
I know. I wasn't even using the internet when Yahoo was the first and sort of leader in internet search and email.
Yeah.
But I honestly didn't think there was even a Yahoo anymore around.
I thought it switched to Oath
after Verizon bought it.
Yep.
And the idea that the Yahoo building is still filled with staff is shocking to me. I would have thought that would have... I mean, I haven't driven by there in a while, but I would have thought there was a different name on the building and that there was someone else in there renting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but good to hear that Yahoo's still alive and well and a great company to work for.
Yeah.
Yahoo!
Ooh. I always liked them.
Yeah,
it's sad to see that it didn't work out.
I know. It's one of my biggest one-day losses on the stock market, but other than that.
I mean, right there at the end, though, the hacking.
Oh, yeah.
And lack of transparency was a real issue mm-hmm. for a lot of people. But whatever. Right. I meant to quit knocking you. What am I doing?
You're the best around.
You can't help yourself.
Shoot. Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
Okay, Oakland has become the second U.S. city. I guess this, I thought this had already happened, but it was voted, the vote was yesterday. It's unanimous. The city council in Oakland has voted to decriminalize magic mushrooms after speakers testified that psychedelics helped them overcome depression, drug addiction, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Oh, overcome drug addiction.
So, magic mushrooms and... I think peyote's on the list of things that have been decriminalized.
Wow.
I didn't know anyone did that other than Native Americans.
Yeah, I thought that was like a thing where you got into one of those smoke huts and did a peyote trip.
Or just out in the desert, you picture.
Sure, right.
Anyway.
I want to say on Silicon Valley, Ehrlich Bachman did a peyote trip out in the desert.
Oh, they say it's peyote.
I think so.
Maybe.
I don't know anything about it.
It's like, yeah, I'm gonna go in the desert and take peyote. Yeah, no, peyote seems totally serious. I'm not going to mess around with that. Also, mushrooms. I'm not into any of that crap. No thanks.
I would not try to talk you into it. So stick
Thank
with that.
Thank you. Great. I'm sure it's fine for those who get a benefit from it. I'm a chicken when it comes to drugs.
Well, that's a smart move. And I'm not going to try
to... continue your cowardly ways. I will. Thank you.
It's not cowardly. That stuff is...
It's serious.
Serious. Xbox and Axe Body Spray have teamed up to make shower products for gamers.
Huh.
Really?
That's right.
Do I have to win a game in order to get it to dispense soap for me?
Microsoft has just announced the teaming... to make a new line of shower products. I don't know if they'll be...
This is nice for nerds. They can smell like someone who might have a shot with someone. It's a good, you know, it's one step in the right direction. Leaving the house is the next step.
One of the scents is described as pulsing green citrus.
Okay.
Whatever.
They should name one pulsing purple eggplant.
Oh, right. Hmm.
If it encourages anyone to take a shower
sure, right.
or a bath.
No one needs a shower like a basement dweller at mom's house. You cannot sit at this table smelling like that.
No.
Go and use your Xbox body wash right now. I want to smell some pulsing green citrus.
Three inmates post-haste. At a jail in St. Paul, Minnesota are being called heroes after they saved another inmate who was suicidal last week.
Oh, where's this?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
All right.
Deontay Blackwell, Austin Dirks, and Rodolfo Hernandez Del Angel.
Oh.
Or in hell. Saw a guy climb onto a railing last Wednesday above the common area, and it looked like he was about to jump.
Uh-oh.
So they tried to talk him down while Deontay ran and grabbed the laundry cart that was nearby. When the guy did jump, they managed to catch him. And he only ended up with a twisted ankle.
Oh.
Because of the fast thinking of these guys to grab the laundry cart and catch him.
So, jump! I mean, you're in prison, so might as well. Just kidding. Don't do that.
They say there's actually video footage out there of this, but and it doesn't look like it's that high, but another inmate had done this a couple years ago with success.
Oh.
So they were all aware that you do it right, it works.
That is, that's nice of them to do that.
Deontay, Austin, and Rodolfo are all in for nonviolent crime, two for drunk driving and one for drugs. Mm. The sheriff decided to meet them in person and say thanks and set them free.
Set them free?
No, that's not true. I made that part up.
Oh,
but
good.
I bet
that
they were thinking,
excellent.
Like, oh, man.
I just got my sentence commuted.
We're getting out of here. And then sure enough, the real world just comes crashing down on you. And, of course, you're not getting free.
But good job.
Don't be a duh.
Way to be a good person.
You may
person.
Have broken a leg from that jump.
Yeah, that's what they say. But someone had killed themselves.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh,
he landed straight on his feet. you know?
Wow, they actually
totally
basketed him. Mm-hmm. Like, they pulled that thing into his way, and he went directly in. That's amazing.
The jail's also now decided to fence that second level. So this isn't going to... Right, enough of this.
Yeah. Look at that factory in China where they've strung nets between the buildings so people can't jump off. Yeah, it's, you know, keep people from killing themselves. It's a good idea. Foxconn, I think it's called.
If we actually cared enough to find the audio, because we don't, we'll just tell you. We've said this before, that the GPS is the technology, or however you say that.
Technology.
Right. That guy is some of the best, like, progress we've seen.
It is so useful and so amazing.
It's the one. It's the one where you go.
You don't have to ask for directions anymore.
I don't have to think about it.
No.
I can look up this place.
I can see how long it's going to take me to get there, what the traffic is. Freaking amazing.
Anywhere in the state, anywhere in the country.
In the world.
Anywhere in the world. You just go, I would like to go to.
Boom.
And it tells you how, how to get there.
It is.
And then
incredible.
You go, I'm going to be on feet as opposed to car. Boom, it switches right over and
tells
you that.
I'd like to take public transportation.
Bad news about GPS
technology. Oh, no. What? It's the best.
David Barry is the author of a new book called Incredible Journeys that focuses on how different animals navigate, and he thinks using GPS too much could up your chances for things like Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, not having to think and navigate on your own?
One of the first signs of Alzheimer's is feeling disoriented. And it's because your hippocampus starts to shrink.
Oh, where's that?
How do you not know? I was expecting you to know that.
Well, somewhere in your brain, right?
Right. It's the part of the brain that helps you navigate and remember directions. And it can happen even faster if you don't exercise your hippocampus.
Oh. Yeah, but...
There it is.
Nobody knows how to give directions anymore. Oh, it's tiny.
It's right there in the middle, it looks like.
Yeah, it's near the pituitary.
A small curved formation in the brain.
Huh. When you always use GPS, you don't have to remember how to get places. And that part of your brain that helps you get from point A to point B can shrink because of it, bringing on Alzheimer's and more.
Still, it's so convenient.
It is. It really is.
And it's funny, too, because if you ask someone to give you directions and then you try to follow them written down, they would definitely screw up. Like, they just wouldn't know how. I suppose what if you printed out the directions? Because you know how you can get a turn-by-turn thing.
Mm-hmm.
What if you printed those out and did it yourself in the car? Would that still count?
The bummer about that, I do that, is still distracted driving.
We've always had to
pull the page up to look. I mean, that's been the...
Turn left on El Camino.
At least... Real.
Real.
At least now you can print.
Yeah.
And it'll come out nice and...
Yeah.
You used to have to read somebody's writing and be like, what
or
is
even
that?
Your
is
own.
That a...
I left at the old oak tree? I don't get it. The tree with a branch cut down? That's my landmark? All right. It's 1 mile past that. Dirt road? Got it. This seems safe.
You always think before you have kids that you're going to be that couple that beats those...
Yeah.
All the stores.
Well, not us.
What are you talking
not us.
About?
Of course, it'll be different for us.
Keep doing it all the time.
Yeah, look at us. We always do it. We love it.
Right.
But I need a nap now.
Right, but once they're finally here, it can be tough to find that intimate time.
Mm. You're finding that out.
Oh, God.
You guys used to do whatever you wanted to.
They're in the way all the time. Anyway, 31-year-old woman named Rebecca Mecca and her 32-year-old boyfriend
named Rebecca Mecca.
Oh.
I like it.
And her 32-year-old boyfriend, Daniel Walshire, were arrested in North Liberty, Iowa around 1 a.m. on Friday.
Uh-oh.
A cop stumbled onto them having sex in the middle of a bike trail.
Oh. 1 a.m. What was he doing out there?
Well, they went out there because they wanted
What was the cop doing out
there? Oh, I don't know.
A bike trail?
I mean,
what are you doing? It's a bike trail, dude. The bike cop in the middle of the night?
Anyway, it turns out they'd gone out there to bone because there's kids at home. Oh. Well, look at them.
And he wanted to take her somewhere where no one could see it.
What are you talking about?
Yikes.
You think he's the good-looking one in the group?
Yes, I do.
You do?
He's like, I'm going to take you somewhere super dark where you won't scare any children and I won't have to look you full in the face. All right, let's go.
You know who she kind of looks like?
Who?
Shrek.
She does. She looks like Fiona. She looks like Fiona.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I'm skipping this story.
Oh. She looks, that you just nailed it so hard. You know what? Can you put that picture up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
People do I?
Yeah, do
I
mean, it. Oh,
and say what? Just
say, hey, look, Fiona got arrested for
I'm just going to say.
Ugly shaming people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's, I'm not going to That is really awful. What a horrible person I am.
You are.
God, how do I even have friends?
Just type in Rebecca Mecca and you'll find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just type in Rebecca Mecca. There you go.
Total Shrek mouth and everything.
M-E-C-C-A?
Yeah.
Rebecca Mecca.
Oh, here's a fun story. This is a good one.
Okay.
This is redemption for us as a show.
Oh.
It's a better story than the one where we just made... What did you just say? We ugly shamed someone?
Yes.
What? Fiona's got... She's attractive in her way.
There's a guy in Austin named David Carter who's in his mid-60s, and he's been homeless off and on for the last few decades. But apparently, he's a really smart guy.
Oh.
He was a student at the University of Texas until he dropped out in 1975. Since then, he struggled with addiction, schizophrenia, and he's had to beg for money to get by. That's a long time to be homeless.
Well, it's sad so far.
Late last year, a journalism student named Ryan Chandler interviewed him for an assignment on homelessness in Austin. Then his piece got published, and the school's official alumni newspaper also did a story on him. And now, 44 years after David dropped out, that's right, he was going to school, you maybe missed that part, at the University of Texas until he dropped out. After 44 years after he's dropped out, Ryan's helping him go back to college to finish his degree. They tracked down David's old transcripts and found out he's just 64 credit hours away from a fine arts degree.
Wow.
It's roughly a year's worth of classes. So Ryan petitioned the school to let him back in, and they did.
Is he Ryan and David housing now? And
we're hoping to get a grant to cover his tuition, but an anonymous alumni member came forward and offered to pay for it. Oh. He's majoring in studio art, and his first class is tomorrow morning.
That's a nice story. I really, wouldn't it be great, though, if he can really pull his life together? I mean, the thing is, you know, here's a dude who's battled stuff his whole life. Like, that's rough. I hope he turns it around.
I mean, there's a lot of reality there that we were going to try not to mention.
Okay. All right.
But right, I mean, he's got issues. That's why he ended up out in the first place. So I hope that he's able to find a way to finish.
Mm.
Wouldn't it be nice?
And to turn his life around at this point in his life. I mean, that's a layered story.
Yeah. Let's hope that. Speaking of, I got this email. Hi, Uzi. Oh, right.
Goodness.
Sarah at RadioAlice.com.
Or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Either one works.
Yeah.
Hi, Uzi. Vinny said, there was nothing I could do to help a street person in need. I have stopped and called SFHOT, SF Hot, I guess, and given the location info and once waited to see if they actually showed up. It's a great group. They work with the food bank, SF Homeless Outreach Team, SF HOT. So you can call them and they come out and help people in crisis here in the city. What I was saying is we see them so often that I don't know that you could even, it would be a full-time job calling in the people in crisis. If you go into the Tenderloin, it's
thick.
Seriously.
Yeah. No,
I'm not doing a bit here. This is
not at all.
But
it's
that's cool that they're there. And I bet nobody knows about this. I certainly didn't.
Well,
SF Homeless Outreach Team, 415-355-7401. Peace. Catherine. Thanks, Catherine. Very cool. And hopefully someone wrote that down, and maybe you can do that.
Maybe we'll help someone today.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. India. I'm Middle Eastern, and my parents have set me up too many times to count. With two engagements under my belt, I'm now 32 and single. LOL. Vinny, be careful watching Chernobyl, and then they go on to describe why. I'm not going to watch it.
Oh,
it turns out that there's a lot of
radiation poisoning.
Yes, it's not.
People are in bad shape.
I was curious about the story and the meltdown and the possible cover-ups and the things, but I didn't realize they were just also going to be showing
two-headed goldfish.
Ay, ay, ay.
Thanks, Elmo.
Oh, what about?
La 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 la. Elmo's world.
I guess Elmo could sing the national anthem, right?
Can
oh my God!
By the
oh, that's
river.
You!
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he found audio that fast. I was like, oh my God! Brian is amazing!
I can't find it.
No, I was gonna say, who's that lady that's local? She's a pop singer that used to go out with.
Kehlani?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why isn't she gonna sing?
I don't know. She could do
She's an East Bay gal, right?
Maybe she's out on tour.
Yeah.
She said. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they're saving her up for like a later game.
All right.
You know, they got to get somebody different every time.
I'd like it. Yes, he was armed. The only armed person on campus.
Oh,
that resource
God.
Officer is armed. They are law enforcement, and the school is their assignment. Yes, he was armed. He's a deputy.
He's a coward. The coward of Broward.
Yep.
Hid behind a pole for 48 minutes.
Well, they arrested him.
Good.
He got arrested, and even if he gets out on bail, which is expected,
yeah,
he'll be tied to his house.
96 years, she said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is what he's looking at.
Right.
He's an older dude, too. Our age.
What are you talking about? He's nowhere near my age.
He's like mid-50s.
That 43 number is fading off the window right now.
It really is. Oh, it gets smaller every smaller every year.
The game Vinny's talking about is Thumper. How do we thump? Thump like this, and every person has a different signal. I'm sure that's true.
Yeah,
I do think
I
it was Thumper.
That.
I was told, Shruti told us, it's called Thumper. You pound the table and do a hand sign and point it to the next person. They have to do your sign and make up their own sign.
Oh. And then the next person has to do your sign.
Yeah, and
sign,
on and
the next
on until someone messes up and they have to drink. Oh. Wow, that sounds too complicated.
It is too complicated. Meanwhile, the truth is I just want to drink anyway. I'm there to drink.
Right.
So why? I don't even know why
that
we bothered.
Like my hands would hurt after a while.
Right.
Hello, I'm here. What am I doing here?
Drink.
Oh, oops.
Right. Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.